Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. My name is host Mike Jokum. Matt and Jess are joining me tonight. We have a fun episode in store. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Great. Thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. We'll start with Mr. George Butts. And since we always get to him last, thank you, Mr. Stephen King. And with that, we're going to do something a little different today. So I'm going to turn it over to Jess to explain and get this kicked off here.
So I wanted to do something kind of fun and get the guys to, you know, be more fun instead of boring race questions all the time. So we know that you all are going to be busy this weekend, and we wanted to give you something lighthearted to kind of kick off your Christmas celebrations. So we are going to do a Christmas wish list episode. Each of us has been assigned two drivers, and we're going to give you what we believe they are wishing for Christmas this year. And I'll start us off. Well, I guess I'll tell you who everybody is assigned first. Give me just a second. I got to find my list here because I kind of don't remember. Okay, so Matt is going to have Dixon and Chilton. Mike is going to have Power and Piggott. And I'm going to have Rossi and Beach. So I'm going to start us off with Rossi. And first and foremost, this year, Rossi is going to be wishing for a whole donut from Dunkin' Donuts instead of a half of a donut. You know, he likes the half a donut, but frankly, he was a little bit hungrier. So there's that. And then secondly, I believe that Rossi is also going to be wishing for a new calendar because he has been trying to figure out if 100 days is a long time or a short time. And one more, just because why not? He is going to wish that all Jeeps did not exist. If you guys did not see the video from the Baja 1000, where he nearly, we'll say, maimed a person, just a regular person in a Jeep on the race course for whatever reason, I don't know. But he is going to wish that all Jeeps are now banned. What do you guys think?
Matt, go ahead.
I think it's pretty fair. I also think you forgot to, and I think we might need to toss it to our reality TV expert, Mike, here for some more insight, but I think you forgot to mention maybe a new amazing race partner that doesn't get lost, maybe? I don't know. Mike's a big reality show guy. We might need his insight on that one.
Outside of the fact that I watched Amazing Race, I can't tell you another reality TV show I watched. But I think you're spot on. And speaking of Connor Daly, everybody go to our social media and check out his little shout out from today.
That's yeah, that was really appreciative of appreciate Connor for doing that. But yeah, that's a solid list. Trying to think of any more blunders he may have had last year. Had a pretty good year. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something witty. I can't really think of too much. Mike, you got any?
I really don't. I think Jess really hit the nail on the head on that one.
All right. So since we have kind of gotten Rossi covered, how about we throw it to Matt? Go ahead and do Scott Dixon.
Well, first and foremost, I think Scott Dixon would appreciate some Taco Bell gift cards this year. I know he's a big fan of the Taco Bell there in Speedway. So I think, you know, he may be a frequent guest there. So we may need to give him some more ammunition to go there for some more burritos. I honestly, like maybe more of a serious one, I bet he's hoping that McLaren does well. So that maybe possibly after the season, maybe he can get a big contract there. Lucrative money, because if McLaren flops, I don't know if it's going to happen. On the flip side, though, I bet he's hoping that PNC Bank ups their sponsorship money a little bit more so that when Chip Ganassi comes to the table in 2019, maybe he can get a big payday from Chip Ganassi to stay at his team. And PNC might have to foot the bill on that one. Another one is he's obviously having a new teammate next season in Felix Rosenquist, and I bet he's hoping that Felix is as underwhelming as his last couple teammates that he's had at Ganassi so that he can continue to look like a beast against his teammates. And finally, I am sure, as always, that he is hoping that Jay Howard is not in the Indianapolis 500 field next year. So that is what Scott Dixon is wishing for on his Christmas list. Thoughts, guys?
I do have one to add that he hopes Felix Rosenquist also brings over some of those famous Swedish meatballs.
Yes, and I don't know if Dixon is a big fan of IKEA, but I think Felix needs to take him to IKEA. When Sammy took me to my first time, I was not knowing what to expect, and then I was pretty blown away that the entire store was basically a model for rooms and stuff, and I never knew what IKEA was up until that point.
It's really a place of nightmares, although I will say that I know our buddy Faux Will Power has a slight obsession with IKEA, which I don't understand. So, Mr. Faux, please explain your obsession with IKEA on social media.
Well, I like their furniture. I just don't get their instructions because maybe I'm just an idiot. I don't know.
I definitely am.
I have a good one for Dixon, too. And I'm going to apologize in advance, but Emma, please don't get mad. Scott would like somebody to either take away Emma's Twitter or her bottle of wine during his races. Because sometimes she gets a little bit feisty.
But have we ever confirmed that Scott doesn't like that? I'm pretty sure Scott probably like looks at his Twitter after the race and just laughs.
True.
Fair point. All right, let's see here. I'll start with Spencer Pigot. I think his first wish is that his boss just stays his boss and isn't a temporary oval driver anymore with not great luck. I think Spencer Pigot should also wish to continue with the perfect blonde hair flow that he has that many people are jealous of. I hope he got a case of Fuzzy's vodka before they left IndyCar a month or two ago. And one serious one is I hope he practices on his qualifying in the off season. That's definitely the one area I think he could improve on going into 2019.
Yeah, when Jess sent us the list, I think the one that stood out for me for Pigot was definitely securing some kind of deal to get like a lifetime supply of Fuzzy's vodka before they left. So yeah. I'm glad you touched on that.
Yeah, I'm sad that he just said a case, though, because I definitely think he should have at least gotten a pallet worth of vodka.
See, I couldn't figure out what word other than pallet. I thought a case. I'm like, all right, that's a lot. But what's more than a case? And I just
not. That's only six bottles.
How do you know that?
Yeah, I'm scared.
I may have bought a case of vodka before.
Oh, okay.
And it may have been Fuzzy. So there's that.
Have you guys ever seen The Office?
Do you know where I went to college?
Did you go to somewhere in Scranton?
I went to the University of Scranton.
There's a University of Scranton.
It's a real place.
Oh, anyways, there's a Christmas party episode where Michael goes to the liquor store nearby to cheer everybody up. He's trying to buy alcohol, and he asks the guy at the front stand, he's like, hey, is 12 bottles of vodka enough to get 15 people plastered? He's like, yeah, I think that'll do it.
That's a great episode.
I think all those are good, and I hope we see Pigot do much, not better, but more consistent next season.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and do Veach, because I didn't really have anything to add to Pigot. I thoroughly enjoyed the blonde hair flow because, So Veach, I'm pretty sure we can all agree on this one. This year, he's not just asking. He is begging Santa for a shaving kit because, guys, this is going to be the year. Like, the year that he's going to need a shaving kit. And then he's also going to ask for I don't know what they're called, but those shoes that have, like, the lift in them, so they make you a little bit taller. That way he doesn't look quite so small compared to some of the other guys that he's around all the time. What?
Are they called moon shoes?
No, I don't mean that much. They make tennis shoes or whatever that have like a little lift in them, but I don't know what they're called. I don't mean moon shoes because that would be like a 6-inch lift. That would be very obvious. He wants this to be like low key, so everybody just thinks that he grew up. And then let's see. I didn't even come up with serious ones like you guys did.
That's typical.
That's kind of sad. But no, these, that's true. I knew you wouldn't be. I mean, I'm impressed that you guys kind of went a little out of your comfort zone and are making fun ones. So we will say we hope, or he is wishing that he will finish on the podium. We'll say three times this year. How about that? That'll be the serious one.
All right. That's fair. The one question I have is if he wants a shaving kit, he has to be able to grow a beard first. And
but that's what I'm saying.
Judging
He's
by the fact
that this is going to be the year.
So is that what I have to start thinking? So maybe I can finally grow a beard? Is I just have to
wish? Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You so just you have to wish it. You know, you're like, okay, so 2019, my New Year's resolution is this is going to be the year when I get some facial hair.
Mm.
Mike, right, you're 50 years old and you can't grow a beard?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
I'm just kidding. Mike's only like 6 years older than me. Everybody. I'm just kidding.
You do make me feel old.
Sorry about it.
I think I would. Yeah, you know, I like the shoes idea. I also I would gift Zach Veach, you know, maybe not necessarily upper body strength because I'm sure he's a strong guy if he can wield an Indy car, but maybe a little bit of a. Muscle definition, so he doesn't look like he's 12 years old.
I think he's jacked. I think if you maybe 3 years ago, I would.
I bet he is.
Yeah, but that dude can climb like anything. He's an avid climber, so I think he actually looks pretty ripped compared to what he looked like maybe like 3 years ago. The one thing I was gonna say was, well, along with Mike, is I also can't grow a beard, so I have no room to talk at all. I would think after the latest controversy, I bet he was hoping that Paul Tracy would get fired just because when he rewatches all the races, I bet he gets tired of Paul Tracy commenting on how short he is. I don't think Townsend does it every now and then, and I don't think Diffie does that often, but Paul Tracy brings it up quite often. So bummer for Veach that Tracy hasn't been fired yet. So.
One of these days, so Veach is going to appreciate all of these comments because, you know, I mean, it's true. Like, I look like I am very young and I get comments all the time and I very much appreciate it now. I did not when I was his age, which he is, he just turned 24. I did not appreciate it so much then, but I do now. So one day he's going to appreciate it.
I'm with you on that, Jess.
Oh gosh, I think it's me. This was tough. Max Chilton. What? I mean, I don't know. You look at Max Chilton from the outside view. It seems like the kind of guy that doesn't even enjoy Christmas. He's probably like he's probably the guy that got like a remote control car from his dad, drove it for 5 minutes, and then threw it in the bin. I don't know. I mean, speaking of his dad, one of his Christmas wish lists is since his dad's no longer at Gallagher, which is his primary sponsor, I bet he's hoping his dad finds a new job and thus his dad can leverage that employer into sponsoring Chilton further for future races. On top of that, we don't even know who his sponsor is next year or what his deal is with Carlin or whatnot, but I don't think he's going anywhere yet. Speaking of Carlin, I bet he's hoping he finds, or he's hoping his former/current teammate Charlie Kimball can find a way to become full-time because Max Chilton stands a reasonable chance at looking good compared to Charlie Kimball. If it was someone else like an RC Enerson, he might blow Chilton out of the water, so we'll see. Based on last year, I bet Chilton's wishing he could go back to the days of getting parked halfway through a race by Ganassi because at least some of those races he was competitive, unlike last year. One serious one is I bet he's hoping for a podium finish at the very least this next season. Who knows? I did say last episode that Carlin was going to be the best second-year team this season out of the possible options. However, I think that RC Enerson was going to be the better driver. And finally, one thing I do know about Max Chilton is that he does love his skinny pants. So I bet he's wishing that he gets as many skinny pants as possible. I think the drivers got to vote last year in one of those funny IndyCar social media videos that Max Chilton wears the skinniest pants in the paddock. Not to my liking, but I guess if that floats his boat, then go for it. So I bet he's hoping for an array of skinny pants next year.
I don't really know what to add to that one.
It was tough. It was tough to come up with ones that weren't completely kind of mean, but there's only so much you can do. I feel like Jess did that on purpose.
Probably.
Not really. I really didn't. I just kind of pulled him out of thin air, to be honest with you. All right. So I can dig it. I feel like maybe he's going to wish that he got some shoes to go with his skinny jeans too, though. I feel like he could totally be a shoe guy. I really don't know. I haven't paid any attention to his footwear, but I feel like he could probably be a shoe guy.
All right. So willpower. I think first and foremost, he wants either some sort of diecast car or some sort of stuffed animal car with a little voice box in it that says, "Respect me, mother effers." I would buy every single different item that had that little voice playing in that, because that would be hilarious. What else? Maybe some sort of foam or something that Liz Power can chew on instead of littering the world with 17,000 water bottles. I didn't really think that one through before I started it, because foam is a terrible example. But I don't know, maybe some sort of, stress water bottle instead of a stress ball. So she can just rip that apart or whatever she wants to do with it. What else? Let's see here. Those are the two I wrote down. He's 37, but he still doesn't have gray hair. So let's continue on the fun ones and, Just for Men kit, because he's starting to get a little bit older now. And let's see. Do I have a serious one? I actually didn't write down a serious one for willpower. He won the 500 last year. He's won a championship.
I mean, he's like done it all.
Yeah. I think we'll just leave it at that for willpower.
Don't finish last out of the Penske drivers.
How about that? Finish. Yeah, there you go.
You should have included Angry Bird, foam finger, double bird finger, some sort of middle finger thing.
How about we keep with the Christmas theme and we just call it two French hens, because, two birds. So there we go.
Anything to add to willpower? I want to do a lightning round real quick and throw you guys on the spot.
All right, I'm ready.
Ew, yeah, lightning round. That'll be fun.
I don't know. Who wants to go first? Or should I just pick one of you guys and throw you under the bus?
Just throw us under the bus.
All right, Jess, what would you get Jay Fry for Christmas?
Ooh, Jay Fry. What would I get Jay Fry for Christmas? Some free time. Because I feel like he just got, this crazy new job where he's going to have absolutely no free time. And I bet that's probably about the only thing that he really truly wants is some free time, maybe spend with his family.
And if you could book like a 6-day vacation for him, where would you send him?
Oh, is there like a remote island that doesn't have any Wi-Fi? That way nobody can get a hold of him.
All right, Mike, what would you get Jay Fry for Christmas?
A nice bottle of whiskey.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Are you kidding me?
I think he's going to need it with all the, like Jess said, all the extra responsibility. And congrats to him. But a nice bottle of whiskey and a week without access to his cell phone so he can relax. I'll kind of tweak what Jess said.
I was going to get him a nice fine bottle of Macallan and two glasses so that he could share with me. But I guess if that one was already taken, I would say for fans to kind of reach out to him on social media and just kind of show their appreciation for how good of a job he's done at really him and Mark Miles kind of resurrecting IndyCar the last couple of years and in a time of instability to take the lead and really get things sorted out in such a positive manner. So always a shout out. We all three of us love Jay Fry and we appreciate all the work he does. And we hope him and everybody else out there has a very Merry Christmas.
And real quick before we go on, another round of Patreon shout outs to the awesome Colin Taylor, David Lighting. Sorry about your Packers being eliminated from the playoffs. No Merry Christmas for you. Again, big thank you to Jason Camps, our newest subscriber, and I'll go to the last few in a little bit.
I forgot to mention the Packers. What a glorious day that was on Sunday. It was like one of the happiest days of my life. Oh, man, I will never get over that. Anyways.
I think, Matt, you have to throw the next person under the bus. And I am going to pick it. And we are going to go with Jordan King. We're each going to give two or three ideas here, and we'll start with Matt.
Well, I think, first of all, Jordan King would wish for Christmas that I would give him a better driver rating, because when I released my driver ratings for 2018, he was kind of unhappy with his overall rating and what I gave him for Long Beach. And secondly, I'm hoping, or he's probably hoping, that he can leverage his new deal with Rahal into something more permanent / full-time for not only maybe the rest of 2019 after the Indy 500, but 2020 as well.
Jess?
Oh, man, he kind of just took mine. Let's see. It looks like he is really big into fitness. So I'm going to say he is going to wish for a new, well, he has a bike, maybe a new bike. I don't really know that much about biking. I'm like anti-fitness. so how about, he's going to wish for a new fast time on his bike, wherever he bikes at, instead of a new bike, because obviously he already has one and maybe it's really good. I don't know. So we're going to go with a new fast time when he is biking. And I don't know, maybe he wants a guinea pig. I feel like he would be a good guinea pig dad. They make these little clothes for him and I totally see him dressing up as guinea pig.
I wish I could see everybody's reaction when they're listening to this once it's released and Jess says guinea pig, because I'm pretty sure it would be as confused as my face looks right now.
I don't know why. I think that would be a good pet for him.
It's true.
All right. Well, I don't know how I'm going to top that one. I am going to go with, you know, if he's going to get into more than just the Indy 500 and the NGP, he had pretty good qualifying throughout the year. So maybe a little more consistency when it comes to race day. That's my serious one. I would imagine, being from the UK, Jordan is a fan of soccer. I have no idea what team he likes, but if they're not good, I hope his soccer team does better next year. I don't know. Matt, do you happen to know who he's a fan of? I know you follow that much.
He probably hates soccer.
I know.
I don't know. I can look at his Twitter real quick.
I'm looking through his Twitter right
I'm
now.
And I'm not seeing anything about.
Yeah, I'm back into June and there is, okay, here we go. He was at the Timbers game, which I believe is on the West Coast in Seattle or Oregon or something like that.
Portland. You ignorant fool.
Oregon. I was right. kind of. So I don't know. Other than that.
He follows Manchester United on Twitter.
Okay.
Jose Mourinho got sacked.
Yeah, all right. So even though I know Matt's not a fan of them, I hope for Jordan's sake, whoever their new manager guy is better than the last one. Cause the last one sounded like a real piece of work. Now I know nothing about soccer, so please don't, if Arnie or anybody else who's a big soccer fan is listening to this, please don't crucify me for my lack of soccer knowledge.
Hey, go Liverpool, Arnie. Yeah. That's that was actually Mourinho's last game was against Liverpool on Sunday. And
okay. Go Liverpool.
Yeah.
I'll start watching Liverpool, since multiple people have said that now. And let's see what else. I hope in, maybe the Indy 500 or some other race he gets into this year, he is able to really, maybe in a close finish, beat Ed Carpenter or one of his former teammates and something like that, to kind of show Ed, hey, you should have tried harder to keep me on board in some way, something like that. Does anybody want to do one more lightning round, or should we wrap it up with some Patreon shout outs?
Jess, did you want to do one?
Go ahead and do your Patreon and I'll come up with one more lightning round.
All right. The last bit of Patreon shout outs. Thank you, Matt Grunholds, Michael Goodyear, blogger Mike Knapp. Thank you. And I think that's it. And thank you to everybody who has subscribed all year, whether it be YouTube or social media or the episodes or whatever. Lots of cool stuff coming in 2019 that we'll get to, we'll talk about early next year. And if you haven't reached out, send us a message on Twitter about fan night. We're going to have Matt, why don't you talk about fan night while Jess figures this out?
Yeah, we're going to have, I guess, our next episode, because we're not doing anything next week during the New Year's week and holiday season. First week of January, we're just going to have a fan night. We're just going to bring some fans on, and including a couple of Patreon people. And they're just going to kind of come on with a segment to talk about. And then we'll just kind of discuss it with them, or if they wanted to rant about something or compliment a driver or whatever it may be, we'll just bring them on and kind of go from there and discuss it with them. And if you're interested, just let Mike, Jess, or myself, or just our Pit Lane Parlay account know, and then we'll kind of put you on the list and see what we can work with.
Yeah. And real quick, even though there is no live recording next week, you will hear a new episode next Friday with interviews. When I was at PRI last week with blogger Mike Knapp, everybody from Racecraft One owner Kelly Jones, a couple of guys from Bell Helmets, Jeff Kitchen, who is the general manager at X-Trek Transmissions, the transmission supplier for IndyCar and the Australian V8 series, amongst others, and a few other interviews mixed in there. So you'll still have content next week, even though it won't be, it'll be from about a week and a half ago. Jess, you got one final lightning round before we wrap up 2018?
I'm like super torn between two people. So I need you to pick.
Go with the second one.
Right hand or left hand?
Left.
All right. So we are going to go with Simon Pagenaud.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to throw Matt under the bus because he always throws me under the bus. Matt, you go first.
What? Why would I ever do that? I don't know. I feel like a guy like Simon Pagenaud, first of all, he needs, I don't know what the equivalent of like the Rolls Royce of crepe makers, but he needs like the best crepe maker, crepe machine of all time.
Damn, that's a good one.
Because he can then just come to the paddock and just start whipping out those crepes and feeding all the fans and getting all the fans. And secondly, I don't know. If we want to go serious, he's probably hoping for a better year. I mean, he was dang near close to not being signed by the team. Team Penske, but then Team Penske kind of ran out of options and kind of signed him back as obligations and lack of options. So I bet he's really hoping for a much better 2019 so he can solidify himself in that team again.
All right, I'll go. I like the crepe maker idea. I'm going to double that up with a better coffee maker than the Team Penske trailer coffee pictured in Pagenaud's Acura test from, I guess it was earlier today at Daytona. And some way to safely put Norman Pagenaud, his dog, in an IndyCar. That would be kind of awesome and pretty funny. And let's see, one more thing. I think I'm going to stick with that. Oh, I'll go with one more thing. A larger little car on the front of a shopping cart that he tried to fit in at the Menards in Indianapolis. Even though it was really funny to watch him not really fit in the car, if they could get a bigger one and he could ride around in Menards, I think that would make for a pretty funny video. All right, Jess, wrap it up.
You know what he needs is one of those little the little motorized ones that you get little like four-year-olds. One of those.
Power wheels.
Could totally sit on the back of that and then make it go. Yeah. So you kind of took mine with the crate maker, only not exactly. I was going to say that he needs like a diamond encrusted flipper for his crepe because we all know how much he loves them. So we'll add that to the breakfast essentials that you guys have been put on his list, I guess. I think that Norman Pagenaud needs a girlfriend. So he is going to wish for a girlfriend for Norman. Yes, I do believe everybody needs to get pets for Christmas. I don't know if you're seeing a theme here. And then I feel like he needs some clothes that aren't black. Because, you know, I never see a picture of him with anything other than black shirt, black pants. And like I get Penske has, you know, they're very strict about what their drivers are allowed to wear. But most of the guys sometimes switch it up and go with a white shirt, and almost always he has full black uniforms. So we need to switch it up. You're not Johnny Cash.
Well, I can't beat that. Maybe some more yellow to go with his Menards Dayglow yellow car.
There we go.
And I think on that note, we can officially wrap up live recordings in 2018. I don't know if anybody else has anything to add, but thank you to everybody that's listened. 2019 is going to be even better. And thank you to Patreon subscribers, regular subscribers, people who listen to one episode or every episode. And I will let Matt and Jess finish off the year.
Yeah, I just want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thanks so much for listening. And we'll give it over to Jess.
Say thank you also, and I want to ask you to go out and thank the people who make this wonderful series happen, such as Jay Fry and all of his team, because they are accessible on social media. Just look them up and tell them thanks, because we appreciate them, but they need to know that other people appreciate them also, because it just makes them work that much harder to make the series that much better. We want to thank everybody who listens. Like you guys both said, if you only listen for one episode or if you listen to every single one, we really appreciate it. And I can't wait for 2019. So guys, keep your lug nuts tight.
The music for this week's episode was done by Impulse Studios and produced by Podcastily Productions. Web design courtesy of A30.com.